It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and right around the corner, a chance for the youngsters in the community to get their shot on stage. As Tibbetts Young Audiences announcing auditions for Peter Pan, A Musical Adventure. In the studio with us is the director of the show, Julia Litley, along with the producer, Tertia Odisher. So I guess maybe first off, Julia, give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of what this, most people know the story of Peter Pan, but what is this show, Peter Pan, A Musical Adventure, about?
Sure, it is the traditional story, just with a lot of wonderful new songs that, of course, you might not have heard because you've usually watched the Disney version, but you will not be disappointed with the characters. You've got Captain Hook, and you've got Peter Pan, and Wendy, and John, and Michael, and of course, the pirates, and the Indians, and the Lost Boys. So all of the traditional characters are there, but the music is wonderful, so they will really enjoy that.
Well, and you said there's been a number of different versions, both stage versions, and actually there have been revivals of stage versions on stage over the last couple of years in the movie, so I would think a lot of kids are probably kind of familiar with the show, and then maybe have seen a movie before, or certainly read the book then, right?
Yep, and there's even the crocodile and Nana the dog, so we'll have one of our kids will get to dress up like a little dog. That'll be fun.
All right, Tertia, auditions are for kids 4th through 8th grade from really around the area, right?
Yes, we have students from all over the area. I had somebody contacting me even this morning from Battle Creek that was interested in getting their student involved because there's not a lot of programs like ours available to students.
Okay. About how many parts are you thinking you'll be able to cast?
We will cast just over 40 parts for the show. So it's a pretty large cast. So, you know, the kids have a pretty good shot of making it in.
Okay. So what are you looking for the kids to do in auditions then?
Well, as usual, we'll have them read a part from the script, which if they go to Tibbetts.org or the Facebook page, they will be able to see those practice scripts ahead of time. So they'll read from that. They're going to sing a very familiar song, usually something like Happy Birthday or Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And then we'll have them do just a few little steps to kind of test that coordination, nothing real difficult at all. And just we're looking for, you know, a little bit of loudness on stage and ability to follow directions. But we know they're nervous, so yeah, we take that into account.
All right. Again, auditions coming up the 12th and the 13th, and a little bit different location this year, Tertia.
Yes, it'll be at Hope Church, which was formerly the Free Methodist Church at 200 North Fremont.
So kind of kitty corner across from the high school parking lot. Then Monday and Tuesday, the auditions will be there. Again, 4th through 8th grade students for this. And rehearsals will begin after the first of the year?
Yes. We cast before break, and so everybody gets used to their parts, and then we get started as soon as school gets back in session. So that should give the kids a fun Christmas. Looking forward to getting started.
There you go. And the show itself presented March 17th through the 19th at the Tibbetts Opera House. And again, sponsored this year by the Kiwanis Club of Coldwater. They've always been great supporters of all the programs for Tibbetts Young Audiences.
Yes, we appreciate that very much.
Okay. And if people have more questions about it, again, go to the website to find out more.
Tibbetts.org, yes.
And to go to the Tibbetts Young Audiences tab there for Peter Pan, A Musical Adventure. The audition's coming up next week, the 12th and the 13th at 5 p.m. each evening at Hope Church in Coldwater on Fremont Street. The director of the show, Julia Litley, and producer of the show, Tertia Odisher, in the studio with us. The musical direction this year by Jane Lillis as well. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.